House, please come to order. Will members please show their presence by voting. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please announce the total.
37 members present.
Please rise for prayer by Reverend Arthur Knight, Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
Almighty God, there is so much to do, and we have so little time in which to accomplish the necessary things. We need the strength which comes only from you, as well as steadfastness and dedication, to make our way through the sessions, the committee meetings, the encounters with constituents and petitioners. And Lord, as we admit our weakness and our needs, we also admit that we need moments of peace. We remember that Jesus took his disciples away now and then for rest and for prayer, and we pray that we too may be led aside now and then. Give us genuine moments of respite, time for reflection about ourselves and what we do, periods of real companionship with each other and with you. And Lord, let this time of prayer, this pause early in our day, be truly a time of refreshment and inspiration of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I make a motion, I certainly want to express my appreciation and thanks to Reverend Knight for his very thoughtful prayers to us this week. They've been very meaningful. And so I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Chief Clerk please certify to the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 51st day.
Representative Meekins.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 51st day.
Hearing no objection, the journal for the 51st day will be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk. Are there guests for introduction in the House? Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A constituent of mine in Gallery B, Mary Johnson, works in administration at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and is a lifelong Fairbanks.
Are there other guests for introduction? Representative Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I have constituents there, and one constituent, I guess, there, and some relatives there that are very dear to me. And I might mention also that the first two individuals that I'm going to introduce are constituents of Representative Joe Chuckwuck. And we are also my in-laws, my wife's parents, Orville and Alice Braswell from Dillingham. And sitting next to them is my wife, Yvonne, and my youngest son, Orville, who are here for the first time.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, I'd like to introduce my mother and father who are here today.
Mr. Speaker, just like to observe that the his mother and father are also my constituents, and I welcome them here today, too.
Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just noticed in Gallery A, a friend and constituent from Fairbanks, Jeff Weltzine, works with the Fairbanks Environmental Center on Susitna matters.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, isn't the majority leader's father a former member of this body, and is a traditional privilege he could be accorded?
Yes, that's correct, Representative Brown. You have to forgive me. I'm not in the swing of things this morning. Mr. Meekins, if you would like to address the body, you may have the floor. Are there other guests for introduction? Representative Abboud.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would also like to make note of the fact that Mr. and Mrs. Meekins are very close, long and close friends of mine before the Majority Leader knew them. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who'd like to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Meekins? Do we have other guests? Representative Carney?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, my administrative assistant, Laura Melton. I've never had an opportunity to introduce her.
Do we have other guests for introduction? Messages from the Governor.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. There has been a message from the Governor that's been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. I have no further messages from the Governor.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. Honoring Major General Theodore G. Jeans, Jr. by Senators Bradley and Kelly. Citation honoring President Ronald Reagan by Senators Ziegler, Coletta, Dankworth, and Kelly. The Senate has passed the following, and it is transmitted for consideration. Senate Bill No. 137 by the Rules Committee by request. An act approving issuance of revenue bonds by the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 64 related to the Alaska Energy Center under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 64 and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred by Miller, Fuller, and Brown. Mr. Cuddy signed do not pass. House Bill 64 has no further referral. The Committee on Transportation has had House Bill 209, a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for dock facilities at Aleknagik and providing for an effective date under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 209 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mrs. Cato, Chairman, concurred by Cato, Jaroff, Rogers, Hayes, Metcalf, and Buchholz. Mr. Fanning has no recommendation. House Bill 209 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Mr. Speaker.
State your point, Representative Fanning.
Unless I was asleep at the switch, I think we forgot to certify the correctness of the journal.
Yeah. You were asleep at the switch. Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Joint Resolution No. 26 by the Resources Committee relating to the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park.
Resources.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 249 by Moss, an act lowering the annual beverage dispensary license fee.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
House Bill 250 by Moss, an act making special appropriations to the University of Alaska and the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for agricultural development and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 251 by Moss, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the City of Tanana for construction of community projects and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 252 by Anderson by request, an act relating to the obligations of landlords.
Judiciary.
House Bill 253 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to exemption from jury service and deferral of jury service.
Judiciary.
House Bill 254 by the Judiciary Committee by request, an act relating to jurors and jury panels and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
House Bill 255 by the Judiciary Committee by request. An act relating to the liability of the state for damages caused by persons who are performing community work while under court order and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
House Bill 256 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. An act relating to housing authorities.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 257 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. An act establishing the Family and Handicapped Housing Development and Construction Fund and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 258 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska State Housing Authority, Family and Handicapped Housing Development and Construction Fund for planning, developing, financing, and constructing housing for families and handicapped persons and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 259 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. An act establishing the Senior Citizen Housing Development and Construction Fund and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 260 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska State Housing Authority, Senior Citizen Housing Development and Construction Fund for planning, developing, financing, and constructing senior citizen housing and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs and Finance. Representative Clarkson. House stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Are there further bills for introduction?
House Bill 261 by the Judiciary Committee by request. An act relating to parole of offenders, continuing the Board of Parole, and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Judiciary.
House Bill 262 by Zharoff. An act establishing a Fishery Industrial Technology Center as part of the University of Alaska and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
House Bill 263 by Zharoff. An act making an appropriation to the University of Alaska for the Fishery Industrial Technology Center and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the calendar?
House Bill number 55 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to regulation and licensing of veterinarians. We are in second reading with appending amendment number 1 that's on pages 410 and 411 of the journal.
Can we have it at ease, Mr. Speaker?
House, please stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Representative Cuddy.
Mr. Speaker, I move to withdraw the amendment. We've had the additional day to consider it, and it's not necessary. I ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 is withdrawn. Representative Meekins.
Speaker, are there further amendments?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 55 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, House Bill 55 is advanced to third reading. Will the clerk please read House Bill 55 for the third and final time?
House Bill number 55 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to regulation and licensing of veterinarians.
Is there debate? The question before the House, shall the House approve House Bill number 55? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change his or her vote? The clerk may take the roll. Representative Rogers?
Mr. Speaker, Representative Bettisworth's vote is not registering.
Representative Bettisworth, will the clerk open the roll? Yeah. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk may take the roll.
39 yeas, no nays.
So House Bill number 55 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Citation in memoriam Arlen Hansen by Senators Petula, Eliason, Rohde, Sturgiluski, and Bradley, and Representatives Cato and Carney.
Representative Cotton.
Speaker, I'd like to have my name shown as a co-sponsor on that citation, please.
Hearing no objection, Representative Cotton will be shown as a co-sponsor on the citation. Representative Meekins. Representative Phillips.
I would like to be a co-sponsor of the citation.
Hearing no objection, you will be shown as a co-sponsor on the citation. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citation in memoriam will be approved. Representative Herbert, House stand at ease. House, please come back to order. We are under unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to bring up the reconsideration of House Bill 115.
The reconsideration on House Bill 115 has been brought up. Representative Rogers. Oh, will the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill number 115 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to boilers and pressure vessels.
Representative Rogers. House Bill 115 is in third reading. Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I voted against the bill yesterday, largely because I didn't completely understand what it did. It's not a bill we've had a lot of pressure on, I guess, but reduce the payment of fees by people with the low-pressure boilers. Right now, they have to pay an annual fee for reinspection, and the department feels it's not really necessary to inspect those annually. It goes now to every 2 years under this bill, which will lower the fees to people who have those kind of boilers. Also, the rest of the bill largely carries out the recommendations of a legislative audit that was done on the thing. So I brought up reconsideration. I intend to change my vote to yes today.
Further discussion. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, I was hooting Mr. Speaker just before he recognized the other member to do the same thing he did in bringing up the reconsideration. My concern had been about what seemed to be a deletion of an experience requirement in Section 230. However, I've been provided with information that points out what was mentioned in just a small amount of detail yesterday under Section 290 by adopting the standards of the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors Examination that impliedly requires varying levels of experience depending upon the level of formal education somebody has. If you have a degree in mechanical engineering, you have 1 year experience requirement in the related areas, and if you have a degree in another area of engineering, you have 2 years experience. You have high school education or equivalent, 3 years experience, so forth. So the experience requirements are still there. I voted no yesterday. I intend to vote no today. Yesterday. I think I'll get it right, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, I certainly agree with the benefit that my colleague from Fairbanks, the first speaker, mentioned about the reduction of payment in the 1 to 2 change the 1 to 2 year benefit. However, there's just an awful lot about this bill I still don't understand. And when in doubt, I think I'll continue to vote no. Thank you.
Question before the House is the adoption of House Bill number 115. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change his or her vote? The clerk may take the roll.
36 yeas, 3 nays.
So House Bill 115 has passed the House under reconsideration. Is there further unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On February 9th,
A bill was introduced by a number of members of my caucus and myself to facilitate the implementation of the will of the people in the matter of moving the Capitol. House Bill 134 was referred to three committees, and two of them have not yet had an opportunity to consider it because it has lain in the committee of first referral since February 9. Mr. Speaker, while I realize that the 52nd day of session is not a late date for a bill still to be in committee of first referral, and this is a very major bill in terms of its effect and purpose, and in terms of the clear wishes of a significant majority of the people of the state. Since it also has a long journey to complete, if it's to see the light of day on this floor during this session, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 134 be moved from the State Affairs Committee to the Judiciary Committee.
There is objection. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I think this is very unnecessary. I'm very disappointed in the minority leader for making this motion. We all know full well that there's been an effort on the part of members of this body and the other body to get together on this issue and try to make it not a partisan issue. There was a series of meetings last night with Frank Harris and a bunch of other people, and there's been a strategy developed, and this, as far as I knew, wasn't part of it. It's a surprise to me. I think it's an attempt to embarrass some people so that we can be shown as appearing to vote against the Capitol move. And I think it's I recommend a no vote.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, I feel the same way that the previous speaker did. We've been working with the Senate, those of us that are in favor of the Capitol move, and the Senate has been moving legislation, which is now in their Rules Committee. There was a meeting, or not a meeting, but there was an opportunity for many of us to talk to Frank Harris and some other people from Anchors last night. There are bills that are different than the bill that the Republican Minority Leader is moving, that are the that in the view of the people that are the leaders of the Capitol move issue are the ones that ought to go. The plan has been talked about and agreed to by the representatives of the Republican caucus that are in charge of the Capitol move issue, that we would wait for the Senate bill. And I think what you see here is not only a political move, but in my view, turning this issue, which is so important, into a partisan struggle, which could endanger the moving of the Capitol. And I'm sure those people that are opposed to the Capitol move are just, chuckling with glee right now that the Republicans have decided to make personal political profit out of it at the expense of perhaps moving the Capitol to Willow. And I think we had agreed, we had meetings in different people's offices around here, bipartisan meetings with both Republicans and Democrats from the Anchorage area and other South Central areas, and we agreed the worst thing that could happen is to turn the Capitol move issue into a partisan struggle, because then the divisiveness which has hurt the move before would happen again. And we also agreed we'd use the Senate bill as a vehicle, and the Senate's moving on that legislation. They've got specific recommendations and changes to it, and here we see today the Republican minority leader trying to make personal profit out of it, which is going to really endanger the move. And I am very disappointed that they've indicated to us one kind of opinion and have made agreements, and then have the attitude that they can then renege on those agreements and endanger the move and get up and make motions that they think will be political grandstanding.
Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I oppose the motion. I also oppose the Capitol move. But what the bill they're asking be pulled from committee does is to overrule the will of the people. This bill amends the Frank Initiative that was passed by the voters of Alaska that says they want to know the cost of the Capitol move. And the bill they're asking be moved along overrides the public vote on the Frank Initiative. And I think the bill's a bad bill. I think the motion's a bad motion. I urge people to vote no.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, several weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, the committee was formed. I was placed on that committee. I have tried in a number of ways to hold meetings, to encourage people, other people who were put on that committee, to encourage them to hold these meetings and to develop some strategy and legislation and so forth and do some of the things that have to be done in order to accomplish our goal here. There seems to be a lack of interest. There does not seem to be sufficient interest on the part of certain parties of this body. I believe that in order to accomplish our goals here, we must keep our strategy in mind. We must work towards moving the capital, and I think moving this bill on today is essential to that effort. I strongly support moving the bill, and I think we ought to do it today.
Representative Hurlburt. House, please stand at ease. House, stand at ease, Hurlburt. House, please come back to order. Representative Hurlburt.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
We have a motion before the body to adjourn until 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning. House, stand at ease. House, please come back to order. Representative Hurlburt. Representative Meekins.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Jack. Question. There is objection. The question before the House. Shall the House adjourn? Till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change his or her vote? Representative Chuckwuck? No. Representative Chuckwuck from no to yes. Representative Moss?
No to yes.
Representative Moss from no to yes. Do any other members wish to change his or her vote? Clerk may announce the total.
22 yeas, 17 nays.
The House is in adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.